Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, and grace and peace to you, as the Apostle Paul would say. I say it to you, and I believe that it is yours in Christ. Let's talk about a topic that makes a lot of people angry. Seems like in social media circles and Christian standing around the water cooler, so to speak, and that's the subject of prosperity. And I spent a lot of my early years in ministry going on the attack to things that I didn't think were right. I think I felt like it was part of the job of a preacher to be a sort of sheriff against some of the things going on in the pulpit. So if someone preached something that I didn't really think was right, then I didn't think I should just turn away. I thought I had an obligation to go after not only the message, but in a lot of cases, the man that was preaching the message. Well, that's embarrassing. I mean, there's so many things wrong with it, I don't even want to begin to list them. But I will point out that a lot of times I was attacking things I didn't even understand. And as well, I was going after things that I hadn't even studied. I was preaching from an angle, which is what we all do, that is taught to us that it is right. I was interpreting the Bible the same way. It's sort of a dangerous and loose way to live and preach, because it doesn't leave any room for you to change your mind, and it leaves even less room for you to be wrong. Well, I don't know and cannot put my finger on the moment that those things changed, but I thank God they changed. It took a revelation of the Spirit, of His love to me, and I've never really been the same. And I know now that I know very little, and that's way more liberating than I ever thought it could be. Well, prosperity, the prosperity gospel, was one of the things I hammered hard against it, but I never really studied it. So let me say this first of all. I think the term is misleading. There is no gospel but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gospel's good news. The good news is not what you get. The good news is who He is. The prosperity message is not gospel. Only Jesus' finished work is gospel. In that case, the question should probably be phrased, what is the prosperity message? I think the Bible is decidedly clear that God wants you to prosper. John prayed that in 3 John 2, that his reader would prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Well, he had a solid confidence that the soul of the believer is already prosperous, not because of the things that they do, but because of what Jesus has done. But he wants to see every other area of their life line up with their soul. Now, Paul does something similar. He tells the church in Romans 5:17 that if they receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they will reign in life through Jesus Christ. Doesn't say anything about reigning in heaven, but rather reigning on this earth. The believer was not saved to just look forward to dying. He's saved to have abundant life. Well, I shrank away from, and still do for that matter, from people placing emphasis on what we get rather than on Jesus and His finished work. So a lot of quote-unquote prosperity preaching and teaching focuses the believer on the results of the covenant rather than the Jesus of the covenant. And I don't have a problem with the results of the covenant as long as we keep our focus on who put us into a position to receive in that covenant, or what Hebrews said, the author and the finisher of our faith. So be sure, God wants you to prosper. He wants you to reign in life, but He wants you even more. So seek the righteousness that's found only in knowing Christ, and all the other things will be added to you. I mean, true biblical prosperity lies in exposing the believer to a constant stream of the love of God, showing the loveliness of Christ, glorifying His finished work. Accept this, and really, you're already prosperous. We hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.